then open the forum for questions. So I thought it would be nice if today we can deal with all the questions which have accumulated and which we have not answered up to now.
Mislim da bi danas bilo lepo da razgovaramo o svim pitanjima koje su se tokom ovih dana nagomilala, a nismo odgovorili na njih.
I have announced before that we would have this morning as a question and answer morning. So I know because you are I know that you, some of you are prepared with the questions, so we will deal with those.
I pošto sam već najavio da će ovo biti jutro za pitanja i odgovore, znam da su se neki od vas već pripremili i onda ćemo odgovarati na ta pitanja.
But I first would like to bring a very nice point to your attention, which we can learn from the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Ali prvo bih htio da iznesem jednu poentu filozofsku pred vas iz koje možemo puno da naučimo, to je iz Chaitanya Lila.
This Lila is actually one of my favorite Lilas.
I ovo je jedno od mojih omiljenih Chaitanya Lila.
After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had finished had taken sannyas, he went to Jagannath Puri.
Nakon što je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uzeo sannyas, on je otišao za Jagannath Puri.
And he started his sankirtan.
I onda je započeo svoj sankirtan pokret.
In a grand style.
U velikom stilu.
Thousands of people chanted in the streets of Puri.
Hiljade ljudi je pevalo ulicama Purija.
And Mahaprabhu personally organized the Ratha Yatra cart festival.
I Mahaprabhu je lično organizovao Ratha Yatra festival sa kolima.
Where millions of people came together to chant the Hare Krishna mantra and worship Lord Jagannath.
Gdje se okupljalo milijone ljudi da obožava Džaganata i vozi kola Džaganata.
From witnesses, eyewitnesses, in this time we hear that sometimes Mahaprabhu would come so much in ecstasy that he would take up to 7 forms and dance in the different kirtan groups simultaneously.
I od očevidaca iz tog vremena saznajemo da je on bio toliko u ekstazi da bi se ekspandirao u 7 oblika i plesao u isto vrijeme u 7 različitih kirtan grupa.
And while he danced, he displayed all the symptoms of Mahabhava, the great love of Godhead.
I dok bi plesao, ispoljavao bi se velike simptome Mahabhave dok je plesao.
I have a picture which was painted in that time, which shows Mahaprabhu dancing in Puri.
Imam sliku iz tog vremena koja pokazuje kako Mahaprabhu pleše ulicama Purija.
And this picture is a painting about how he came into ecstatic love of Godhead.
I ta slika prikazuje kako on ispoljavao tu ekstatičnu ljubav prema Bogu.
And his tears were coming from his eyes like, you know, really like from a fountain.
I suze iz njegovog očiju su išle kao mlazevi iz fontane.
Fontane, yes. So there was one at that time there lived a king, Maharaj Prataparudra. He was the king of Orissa.
I u to vrijeme živao je kralj koji se zvao Maharaj Prataparudra, koji je bio kralj Orise.
One of his names was nicknames the Iron King.
I jedno od njegovih nadimaka je bio čelični kralj.
Because no one could confront him in battle.
Jer niko nije mogao da se suoči s njim u bitci.
Single-handedly he would fight with 100 people at once.
I sa jednom rukom bi se borio sa 100 ljudi odjednom.
He was like a lion.
Bio je kao lav.
Now this king saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I onda je taj kralj video Čejtanju Mahaprabhu.
And something happened to him.
I nešto mu se desilo.
His heart became transformed.
Njegovo srce se transformisa.
And he wanted to become a devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and have his darshan.
I želeo da postane bhakta gospodina Chaitanya Mahaprabhu i da ima darshan sa njim.
His priest was called Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and he was ordered by the king to arrange a meeting.
I njegov sveštenik je bio Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya i on je njemu naredio da aranžira taj susret sa njim.
But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that the king wanted to see him. He said no.
Ali kada je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu čuo da kralj želi da ima sastanak sa njim, on je rekao ne.
I do not want to see the face of a materialist.
Ja ne želim da vidim lice materialiste.
All the king thinks about is novac and war and genje.
Sve o čemu kralj misli je novac, žele i kralj, brat.
Yes. I will never see.
I nikad ga neću vidjeti.
If you ever say this again that I should see the king, I will leave Puri on the spot.
Ako još jednom samo kažete da treba da se sretnem sa tim kraljem, odmah ću otići iz Purije. Kada je kralj to čuo,
he said, the whole world gets the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Rekao je, pa celi svet dobija milost Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Should I be the only exception?
Zar ja treba da budem jedini izuzetak?
And he cried bitterly.
I gorko je plakao.
He was so sad that he was ready to give up his kingly duties.
Bio je toliko tužan da je bio spreman da napusti svoje kraljevske dužnosti.
Become a beggar.
Da postane prosjak.
And go into the forest.
I da ide u šumu.
When this was said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was informed, he said, God let him do that. I will not see him.
Kada je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to čuo, rekao je, dobro, neka ide tamo, ali neću da ga vidim.
Now, the king tried many different things to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I kralj je pokušao puno različitih stvari da bi video Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Nothing worked.
Ništa nije funkcionisalo.
Lord Chaitanya was more than iron in his determination to not see the Iron King.
A gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je bio još gvozdeni u toj svojoj želji da ne vidi kralja nego što je kralj imao tu gvozdenu želju.
Finally, when everyone feared that the king would take his life, you know, Chaturyas are a little dramatic sometimes, the devotees told the king of a trick to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I kada je kralj već bio spreman da oduzme sebi život zato što su kšatrije malo tako dramatični, onda su bhakte smislili trik i rekli kralju kako može da vidi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Listen very carefully because it might be the recipe for you also.
Slušajte veoma pažljivo jer to isto može biti recept za vas.
You must become a simple Vaishnav.
Treba da postanete jednostavan Vaishnav.
Give up your king dress.
Ostavite svoju kraljevsku odeću.
And perform service to Lord Jagannath by sweeping before the cart.
I uzmite metlu i čistite i radite službu čišćenja ispred njegovih kola.
And then when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after the next Ratha Yatra is exhausted and lies down in the park, you can go to him.
I kada Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bude posle sledeće Ratha Yatre iscrpljen i bude ležao u parku, onda ćeš moći da odeš da ga vidiš.
They told him something else.
I onda su mu rekli još nešto.
Which I will not tell you.
Što vama neću reći.
At this moment.
U ovom trenutku.
So when the next Ratha Yatra festival came.
I kada je došao sljedeći festival Ratha Yatre.
The king of Puri.
Kralj Purija.
Took to the most humblest of all professions in India.
I kralj je uzeo naj ponizniju službu koja se može naći.
He became a street sweeper like a Tsiganski.
Postaje kao Tsiganin, čistač ulice.
This is considered to be the lowest possible profession in India.
U Indiji se to smatra najnižom profesijom.
It's because you clear the street from the stools and from the dust from other people.
Jer sa ulica čistite izmet i prašinu koja dolazi od drugih ljudi.
Open canalization.
I u Indiji imamo otvorenu kanalizaciju.
So when Mahaprabhu saw that the king had become the street sweeper of the Lord, his heart transformed with mercy.
I kada je gospodin Čaitanja Mahaprabhu vidio da kralj je postao čista čulica, njegovo srce se pretvorilo, transformisalo u milosrđe.
Yes, but he didn't say anything.
Ali ništa nije
he
rekao.
He started the Ratha Yatra festival.
Počeo je sa festivalom Ratha Yatra.
Danced for many hours.
I plesao puno sati.
And after he was totally exhausted.
I pošto je bio potpuno iscrpljen.
He went to the to one park, little park, and was under resting.
I otišao u jedan park i legao da se odmara ispod jednog drveta.
He was not sleeping.
Ali nije spavao.
He was in ecstasy.
Bio je u ekstazi.
Then the king came.
Onda je kralj došao.
And he sat a little in the distance.
I sedeo je malo po strani.
He had the dress as a simple Vaishnava.
Imao je odeću običnog Vaishnava, jednostavnog Vaishnava.
Grihasta.
Grihasta.
But a dhoti.
Ali dhoti.
Kurta. No kurta. Actually,
Chadar, ne kurta, Chadar.
Tilak. And he began to recite from the Bhagavata.
I počeo da recituje iz Bhagavata.
Tavak. And when he came to the verse, Tavakatam ritam, tapta jivanam, kavive iditam, kalma shabaham. Then he came to this verse.
Kada je došao do ovog stiha.
It was, this is in the 10th canto where the gopis are, and they are speaking.
I to je iz 10. pevanja gde gopije govore.
Lord Chaitanya jumped up in his ecstasy.
Gospodin Čaitanja je skočio u ekstazi.
What was so special about this verse?
Šta je bilo tako posebno u vezi sa ovim stihom?
Verse says, those who talk about the nectarian pastimes of Lord Krishna.
Oni, stih kaže, oni koji govore o nektarskim zabavama gospodina Krišne,
they are the true welfare workers in human society.
Oni su pravi dobročinitelji ljudskog društva.
Lord Chaitanya was so in ecstasy.
I gospodin Čaitanja bio potpuno
this vesel. Was his mission.
To je bila njegova misija.
Talk about the spread Krishna consciousness.
Da proširi svjesnost Krišne.
He jumped up.
Skočio je.
And he embraced the king.
Zagrlio kralja.
Said, go on speaking, go on speaking, go on speaking.
I rekao mu, nastavi da govoriš, nastavi da govoriš, nastavi da govoriš.
And this way gave him his milost.
I na ovaj način dao mu je svoju milost.
I personally think that this is an extremely important pastime for us Western devotees of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna.
Ja mislim da je ovo za nas zapadnjake veoma važno zabava gospodina Chaitanya i gospodina Krishna.
It illustrates, because it illustrates one of the main points in Mahaprabhu's lessons.
Jer ilustruje jednu od najvažnijih pointi u lekcijama Mahaprabhu.
You have to look towards your audience. That main point is to become very humble.
A ta glavna poenta da trebamo postati ponizni.
It is not easy to become humble.
Nije lako postati ponizni.
I want to show you this, Kishori, please bring me this mirror which is there. If it works, don't destroy the apartment. It's a real good mellow. Have you ever heard that we live in an illusion?
Da li ste kad čuli da živimo u iluziji?
Have you sometimes experienced the Maya Shakti of the Lord?
Da li ste kad iskusili Maya Shakti gospodina?
We live in a reflected world.
Mi živimo u svetu odraza.
This is not the reality.
To nije realnost.
There is the reality.
Tamo je realnost.
But it looks as if the reality is also here.
Ali izgleda kao da je realnost isto tu.
Now, if I look in a mirror.
Sada, ako ja pogledam u ogledalo.
My left ear,
moje levo uvo,
is on the right side.
Je sa desne strane.
Of my reflection.
U mom odrazu.
Everything is wrong.
Sve je naopako.
But it looks very real.
Ali izgleda veoma realistično.
Now, where do you think that this illusion take start?
Gde mislite da ta iluzija počinje?
Where is it beginning?
Gde počinje?
Is it beginning here?
Da li počinje ovde?
Or somewhere else?
Ili negde
somewhere
drugo?
Else. Now, I admit that this is a very difficult question.
Priznajem da je ovo veoma teško pitanje.
Which I couldn't answer a long, long time ago.
I koje ja dugo, dugo vremena nisam mogao da odgovorim.
I will give you the answer.
Daću vam odgovor.
I'm reflected in the image, in the mirror.
Moj odraz je u tom
gledalu. And this reflection starts in one point, it's called the mirror point.
I taj odraz počinje u jednoj tački, to je tačka ogledala.
The mirror point is halfway in between me and the reflection.
A ta tačka počinje na pola puta između mene i ogledala.
It's here.
Ona je tu.
Do you understand?
Da li razumete?
Now, what could be this point in reality?
A šta može biti ta tačka u realnosti?
Where could you enter the illusion?
Gde ulazite u iluziju?
Just like I go enter this place, this little point.
Kao što ja ulazim u ovoj maloj tački.
From this little point, everything expands.
I iz te male tačke sve se ekspandira.
Where could you at which point could your material life start?
Sa koje tačke počinje vaš materijalni život?
What? Heart of the soul. It is an answer. What else? Radmila. Vezanosti. Attachment. We are very close.
Jako smo blizu.
Mind. This is becoming closer, but
forgetfulness.
Desire, wish, jealousy, yes.
Independence.
What?
Independence.
Where is the point? From where the illusion goes.
Gde je tačka sa koje iluzija počinje?
Through which point do I have to go so that the illusion stops?
Kroz koju tačku treba da idem da bi iluzija prestala?
Yes. Don't go like this. Could be false ego. Yes. The point is ahankara.
Tačka je ahankara.
If this reflection should come to the reality, it must go through this point.
Ako taj odraz treba da prođe kroz ahankara, mislim, mora proći kroz tu tačku.
The point of false ego.
Tačke lažnog ja.
If I, in other words, want to get out of the reflection.
I drugim rečima, ako ja želim da se izvučem iz tog odraza.
Out of illusion.
Iz iluzije.
I have to become very small.
Moram da postanem veoma mali.
So that I go through the point, out of the picture, in the reality.
Tako da izađem sa slike stvarnosti.
Rezumetski?
Razumete?
Rezumete, yes. Can you understand? I'm sure. Madam Radja, is it understandable? Voila. I hope you can put it back. Be very careful. We are guests here and it should not fall down the mirror. Now, to cut through the ahankara is very, very difficult.
A sada bi se presekla ta ahankara, to je veoma, veoma teško.
All of us must know this.
Svi mi verovatno znamo o tome.
To go through our false ego and go into the spiritual reality can be very difficult.
Da prođemo kroz taj false ego i da dođemo do realnosti je veoma teško.
We will be tested many times.
Puno puta ćemo biti testirani.
The false ego is like a terrible knot in the heart.
Lažni ja je kao užasni čvor u našem srcu.
Which has become very firm by material activities.
I koji je postao veoma čvrst zahvaljujući materijalnim aktivnostima.
It's almost like the knot of Gordon.
To je kao Gordijev čvor.
Yeah. In one Macedonian place, I think there was a town called Gordon, and in this was a town, the knot of Gordon.
Mislim da u Makedoniji postoji grad koji se tako zove po kome je nazvan ovaj čvor Gordon.
It was said anyone who could solve this knot.
Rečeno je da svako ko razreši taj čvor,
he would become the next king.
On će postati sljedeći kralj.
It was a very heavy knot, like many, you know, not like this one.
To je veoma težak čvor, ne kao ovaj.
But many, you know, like such a big, you know, really big knot.
Nego zaista veliki, veliki čvor.
It was extremely difficult to solve it, and many tried it with a failure.
To je zaista težak čvor i mnogi su bezuspešno pokušali da ga odvežu.
Finally, the father of Alexander the Great took his son there.
I konačno je otac Aleksandra Velikog odveo ga tamo.
Would you like to try?
Da li bi ti želeo da pokušaš, pitao ga.
Alexander looked at the knot.
Aleksandar je gledao u čvor.
And he understood it was practically impossible to solve it.
I video je da je to praktično nemoguće razrešiti.
Then he mislite?
Onda je razmišljao.
Mislio?
Razmišljao.
Oh, and then he took out his sword.
I onda je izvukao svoj mač.
Little small child's sword.
Mali dečiji mač.
He went like, yoo-hoo!
I onda ga je preseka.
And he solved the sword. It could not.
I onda je tako razrešio čvor.
This is also, so, and then it was clear, he would become the next king.
I onda je bilo jasno, on će postati sljedeći kralj.
And he became.
I postao je.
History, you know, history.
Aha, historija.
Alexander the Great.
Da, Aleksandar Veliki.
Saša the Great.
Saša Veliki.
Yeah. So, the Bhagavatam also describes to us that we do need to take a knot, a sword in our hand.
I Bhagavatam također objašnjava da u svoje ruke isto trebamo uzeti mač.
What could be the sword for the lažnjak?
Šta može biti mač za lažnjak?
Maybe I will become very temperamental and jump up in a moment.
Možda ću postati u jednom momentu veoma temperamental i skočit ću.
If we do not, it's a very heavy spell, let us not put it inside. What could be this word?
Šta može biti mač?
Humility.
Ponizno.
Instructions of the spiritual master.
Instrukcije duhovnog učitelja.
Six principles of surrender.
Šest principa predavanja.
Oh, we're getting very advanced information here. Yeah. Shastra knowledge.
Znanje, šastra.
Think about it.
Razmislite o tome.
I will not give you the answer.
Ja vam neću dati odgovor.
You have to find this word yourself.
Sami morate da pronađete svoj mač.
Sometimes in European mysticism, you know, you see the knight.
Nekad u evropskoj mistici
he wants to liberate a beautiful maiden from the hands of the enemy.
Vidite, viteza koji želi da oslobodi lepu princezu iz ruku neprijatelja.
Yes, or you know Arthur, have you heard Arthur, the legends of King Arthur?
Vitez i kralj Artur.
It's always about finding that mystical sword.
Uvek je reč o tome naći taj mistični mač.
And then all the problems are solved.
Onda su svi problemi rešeni.
You also must find this word in your life.
Vi također trebate u svom životu naći mač.
So that you can cut through the ahankara.
Tako da možete preseći ahankaru.
Otherwise you will not reach the Gospodin.
Inače nećete dostići Gospodina.
You may have to experiment a little bit.
Možda ćete malo trebati da eksperimentišete.
What works with you?
Šta vama funkcioniše?
But let me assure you, my dear devotees.
Ali uverit ću vas, dragi moje bhakte.
Only those who are very sincere will find this word.
Samo oni koji su veoma iskreni naći će taj mač.
The answers which were given were correct.
Odgovori koji ste dali bili su tačni.
In the Bhagavatam we hear that the instructions of the spiritual master are this word.
U Bhagavatamu čujemo da su instrukcije duhovnog učitelja mač.
Yeah. We hear other informations about this word. We hear it's hearing about Krishna.
I čujemo druge informacije o tom maču, na primjer slušanje o Krishni.
There are several descriptions what are this words.
I postoji više opisa šta je taj mač.
But I have realized you must find out what works for you.
Ali ja sam shvatio da vi sami za sebe morate naći šta vama funkcioniše.
You will be tested.
Bićete testirani.
Just like in the legends of King Arthur.
Kao u legi kralja Artura.
How are they called? I think there is his knights, Prince Eisenherz, Ironheart. I have not read
Lionheart.
Mr. Lionheart, yeah. And some Richard was there. Yes. Richard the King. Some Richard, yeah. Richard Lionheart, thank you. Like Richard Lionheart, he was tested. I remember they always had to go through some difficult thing, you know, and then at the end they would get there. Sword, and then you know they would fight with a dragon, and then no problem any longer.
Sjećam se da su oni uvek morali da prolaze kroz te poteškoće da nađu taj mač, onda bi se borili sa zmajem i slične stvari.
Find the sword.
Nađite mač.
The sword of knowledge.
Mač znanja.
The sword of humility.
Mač poniznosti.
The sword of hearing about Krishna.
Mač slušanja o Krishni.
The main point is these are all pictures which want to express one point. You have to cut through the false ego.
Ovo su sve slike koje vam trebaju dati jednu pointu, to je da presečete lažni ja.
You will be tested.
I bit ćete testirani.
Also in the association of devotees.
Također u društvu bhakta.
Someone would say, oh, I saw you at midnight breaking all the four regulated principles at once.
Neko će vam reći, video sam te u ponoć kako kršiš sva četiri regulativna principa.
And you know for sure you slept at midnight.
A ti znaš da si u to vreme spavao sigurno.
You say, how did you see? What did I do?
Kako si mogao da vidiš šta sam uradio?
And he describes everything. You look TV and you smoked a cigarette and so on.
I onda bi objašnjao da gledao si TV i pušio si cigarete.
So you could go and become very agitated.
I onda možete postati veoma uznemiren.
This is not right and you are the greatest neetkov in the society of devotees.
I možete reći to nije tačno i ti si najveći neetkov u ovom društvu bhakti.
You have a nose like a frog.
Imaš nos kao žaba.
Like this, you might defend yourself.
Na taj način možemo se braniti.
But it wouldn't work.
Ali to neće funkcionisati.
You want to go through that little point?
Ako želite da prođete kroz tu malu tačku,
you have to practice humility.
Moramo praktikovati poniznost.
You could say, could it be that you dreamt it?
Može biti da ste to sanjali.
Could it be?
Može biti.
Or you have to somehow, you know, not get totally agitated.
I na neki način trebate vidjeti da ne postanete potpuno uznemireni.
This is very difficult.
To je veoma teško.
It's so difficult to go through this little point.
Tako je teško proći kroz tu malu tačku.
It is. Yes, it is, isn't it? So difficult. Govinda Gopal. Everything in you goes like, defend, I want to defend myself. What is you translating? I want to defend myself. You take this word of your defense thing out.
You go like,
and to try to destroy the whole world.
I pokušate da uništite cijeli svet.
But you forget the main problem.
Ali zaboravite glavnu stvar.
The knot in your heart.
Čvor u svom srcu.
If you want to get out of the illusion.
Ako želite da izađete iz iluzije.
You must go against the knot, not against others.
Treba da idete protiv tog čvora, a ne protiv drugih.
When will we learn this simple lesson?
Kada ćemo naučiti tu jednostavnu lekciju?
Might need it again. Yeah, I want to make my point, as you see.
Kao što vidite, hoću da napravim point, možda će mi opet zatrebati.
Now, this is my little presentation.
To je bilo moja mala prezentacija.
Now I would like to open the forum.
Sada bih želeo da otvorim forum.
For your philosophical questions or social questions.
Za vaša filozofska ili socijalna pitanja.
Have I made myself clear?
Da li sam jasan?
I think the point was clear, huh?
Mislim da je point bila jasna.
You heard about the king?
Čuli smo o kralju.
Who became the street sweeper?
Koji je postao čista čulice.
He became very small.
I postao veoma mali.
We heard a little bit about how from ahankara or false ego the whole material world springs forth.
I čuli smo kako se iz ahankare čitav svet širi.
And we heard that it's necessary to apply a weapon of humility in order to destroy.
I čuli smo kako je potrebno da upotrebimo oružje poniznosti da bi uništili taj čvor.
Yes, we are Chaitanya.
Želeo sam da pitam.
Please.
Želeo sam da pitam nekoliko pitanja. Prvo je da taj prijateljski odnos sa duhovnim učiteljem. Da može nešto više da kaže i kakve su kvalifikacije učenika da bi imao taj odnos.
In our relationship with the spiritual master.
U našem odnosu sa duhovnim učiteljem.
Most of it is respect.
Najveći deo toga je poštovanje.
And a little is friendship.
A mali deo toga je prijateljstvo.
As, however, our relationship becomes stronger.
I kako naš odnos postaje snažniji.
The friendship part becomes bigger.
Prijateljski deo postaje veći.
And we feel more friendly towards him.
I osjećamo se više prijateljski prema njemu.
So in the beginning of our spiritual life it would be very difficult if we become friendly.
Na početku našeg duhovnog života veoma teško postanemo tako prijateljski.
I have a disciple who feels extremely friendly towards me.
Imam učenika koji se osjeća veoma prijateljski naklonjen prema meni.
And when he sees me he goes like this and shakes my hand.
Kada mi vidi on se rukuje sa mnom.
And then he notices, oops, this is not very proper in our tradition.
Onda on vidi, a pa ovo nije u redu u našoj tradiciji.
He is a very, very nice person.
On je veoma, veoma fina osoba.
He is an artist.
On je umetnik.
And he, he's just, artist means what is in here, goes immediately into action if he is a real artist.
Si pravi umetnik, onda ono
almost
što je
in the heart, you know.
Ono što je u srcu odmah ide napolje.
All artists are a little bit like this.
A
good artist has to be like this.
I dobar umetnik, on treba da bude takav.
A good musician hears music in his heart and immediately he puts it into the flute or into the piano or whatever is his instrument.
I tako isto muzičar, ako ima muziku u svom srcu, on odmah to prenese na flautu ili na kralavir ili šta god si.
But it is, can be dangerous if you behave like this with your spiritual master.
Ali može biti opasno ako se na taj način ponašamo sa duhovnim učiteljem.
You might drag him down on the platform of an ordinary human being.
Možemo ga povući na nivo običnog ljudskog bića.
Therefore, in the beginning it is advised respect should be very strong.
I zato je dat savjet da u početku trebamo biti puni poštovanja.
That's why we bow down when we see him.
Zato mi odajemo poštovanje kada ga vidimo.
We address him in very carefully chosen words.
Obraćamo mu se sa veoma pažljivo odabranim rečima.
We sing Shri Guru Charana Padma. Oh, and, you know, sing the song.
I onda pevamo tu pesmu.
Just to learn, to teach us, offer flowers.
Nudimo cveće.
Just to teach us respect.
Zato da bismo naučili to poštovanje.
But later we must develop the friendship part very much.
Ali kasnije trebamo dosta razviti taj prijateljski deo.
That is natural.
To je prirodno.
That must happen in the relationship.
To se mora desiti u odnosu.
If that friendship part is not there, there will not be so much attachment.
Ako nema tog prijateljskog dela, neće biti ni prisutna ni vezanost.
So,
privrženost.
Yes. A matured and advanced disciple will sometimes say to his spiritual master, please do this now, please do that. As a friend advises another friend.
Napredan učenik će ponekad reći duhovnom učitelju, molim te uradi ovo ili molim te uradi ono, kao što to prijatelj radi.
At which stage this happens?
Na kom stepenu se to dešava?
When the disciple is secure in spiritual life.
Kada je učenik siguran u svom duhovnom životu.
When he will not fall down from the spiritual platform.
Kada neće pasti sa tog duhovnog nivoa.
When he is advanced.
Kada je napredan.
And when he will not make that terrible mistake which is called familiarity breeds contempt.
I koji neće napraviti tu užasnu grešku, familiarnost koja dovodi do prezira.
You have it in familiarnost.
Dovodi do prezira.
Yeah. When he doesn't make this mistake.
Kada ne pravi tu grešku.
Say it in short words. false ego is a problem.
Lažni ja je problem.
It can jump off of our backs.
Može skočiti sa naših leđa.
Like a ninja fighter.
Kao ninja borac.
Go on the earth.
Ide, da ode na zemlju.
Take the dress of humility.
Uzme odeću poniznosti.
And jump back on our back.
I vrati se nazad na naša leđa.
Isn't it? What you need, my boy.
Ono što je tebi potrebno, dragi.
You need to come in the association of devotees.
Potrebno ti da dođeš u društvo bhakta.
You need to serve there.
Treba da služiš tamo.
You need to be corrected there.
Treba da budeš ispravljen tamo.
You need to learn discipline.
Treba da naučiš disciplinu.
Responsibility.
Odgovornost.
That will help you.
To će ti pomoći.
Are you prepared?
Da li si spreman?
This is a private question. You can answer it for yourself. In the association of devotees,
u društvu bhakta,
our false ego gets, you know, have this. Enough! Everyone knows who has lived in the temple.
Svako ko živi u hramu zna da naš false ego biva i šmirglan u društvu bhakta.
If you don't live in the ashram,
ako ne živiš u ashramu,
it's very difficult to see even our false ego.
Veoma je teško čak videti naš lažni ja.
Our eyes are full of false ego.
Naše oči su pune lažnog ja.
How will we see it?
Kako možemo da ga vidimo?
Staying in the association of devotees is very important.
To ostanje u društvu bhakte je veoma važno.
Medyutam, the association of devotees must be pure, it must work.
Ali društvo bhakte treba biti čisto i treba da funkcioniše.
It must be special devotee, it must be devotees who have vera.
I to treba biti društvo bhakte koji imaju veru.
Who are kind-hearted Vaishnavas.
Koji su Vaishnave i ljubaznog srca.
Who are not interested in politics.
Koji nisu zainteresovani za politike.
Only then it works, the association.
Samo tada to društvo bhakta funkcioniše.
Sometimes devotees have said, I'm living outside and when I come in the temple, all I hear is negativity, problemskis, politickis.
Ima neki bhakte kažu koji žive pored hrama, kada dođem u hram, sve što čujem su neke negativnosti, politika.
Yes. That is the case.
To je slučaj.
And we want to overcome false ego.
I mi želimo da prevazićemo taj lažni ja.
We must be very serious actually.
Treba da budemo zapravo veoma ozbiljni.
We must do something like this. Whenever I see it comes.
Nešto kao kad god vidim da se to pojavi.
Then I will try to detect it.
Pokušat ću da ga napadnem.
And take with the well-wishing meaning the mask from the false ego.
A sa dobrim namerama treba skloniti tu masku lažnog ja.
Sometimes it's difficult to take alone the mask away.
A nekad je teško da sami sklonimo tu masku.
Then we were with Prabhupada. He saw so quickly whenever the false ego came out. Like, you didn't even dare to look in his face. He immediately saw it.
Kada smo bili u društvu Prabhupada, on bi tako brzo video to, taj lažni ja, da se nismo ni usuđivali da ga pogledamo u oči.
I remember once I was with Srila Prabhupada and he was asking me what I would do as service.
Sjećam se, jednom sam bio sa Srila Prabhupadom i on me pitao šta ću da uradim kao službu.
And I said translating.
Ja sam rekao prevođenje.
The Prabhupada, because he also translates, was very interested to know how many pages I would do a day.
I pošto je Prabhupada isto tako prevodio, on je bio zainteresovan da zna koliko stranica ću prevesti.
And I immediately gave my best number.
I ja sam odmah dao svoj najbolji broj.
21 and a half pages, Prabhupada.
21 i po stranu, Prabhupada.
So Prabhupada looked at me.
Prabhupada me pogledao.
He said, really?
On je rekao, stvarno?
And I knew Prabhupada looked right through me.
I znao sam Prabhupada je gledao pravo kroz mene.
And I felt so bad.
I osjećao sam se tako loše.
Here I am before my spiritual master.
Evo sam ispred duhovnog učitelja.
And I'm trying to pretend that I'm a good translator.
I pokušavam da se pretvaram da sam dobar prevodilac.
That is very sorry, Prabhupada. This was on my best day. Usually I'm doing 10 pages.
Onda sam rekao, žao mi je Prabhupada, to je bilo ono najbolje što radim, a obično radim 10 stranica dnevno.
Prabhupada smiled at me.
I Prabhupada mi se onda nasmijao.
He immediately saw it.
Odmah je to video.
Because he is chasti bhakta.
Jer je on čisti bhakta.
And his mercy was to correct his disciples.
I njegova milost je bila da ispravi svog učenika.
Any other questions?
Još neka pitanja?
Samo prije.
When sharing Sutta Prabhu was last 98, he said that a few devotees also can make mistakes because he had his, also his human side, which we often forget.
Very easy.
To je veoma lako.
He makes mistakes.
On pravi greške.
He doesn't remember numbers.
On se ne pamti brojeve.
He says the wrong verse.
Kaže pogrešne reči.
He thinks devotees are better than they are.
Misli da su bhakte bolji nego što jesu.
Prabhupada said this about himself.
Prabhupada je to isto rekao za sebe.
I made a mistake.
Pogrešio sam.
I gave too many Brahman initiation to unqualified disciples.
Dao sam previše brahmanskih inicijacija nekvalifikovanim učenicima.
The mistakes of an ordinary soul.
Ali ne trebamo prihvatati te greške kao greške neke obične duše.
It's always pure devotees are very difficult to understand people.
Za ljude je veoma teško da shvate čiste bhakte.
Because there is always an element of Krishna working, Krishna's plan working through them. Generally, it is explained that each devotee in this world has two sides to him, and I think you have addressed this already.
Generalno je rečeno da postoje dve strane bhakte, što si ti već objasnila.
A conditional side.
Uslovljena strana.
You have called it the human side.
Ti si to nazvala ljudskom stranom.
And a constitutional side.
I
constitution.
Izvorna strana, izvorni položaj.
So sometimes there's conflict between the two.
I ponekad postoji sukob između ta dva.
For instance, a devotee may just want to serve Krishna.
Na primjer, bhakta može želiti da služi Krishna.
But sometimes his conditional side makes it impossible for him.
I nekad njegova ta uslovljena strana to čini nemoguće.
He becomes sick or she becomes sick.
Ona ili on mogu biti bolesni, kao primjer.
So his or her service is stopped for the time of the sickness.
I njegova ili njena služba može biti zaustavljena za to vrijeme dok traje bolest.
So, but we are warned that we should not criticize any devotee for these conditional mistakes.
Ali upozoreni smo da ne trebamo kritikovati ni jednog bhaktu u vezi te uslovljene strane.
There's Raghunath Das Bhatta Goswami, when he heard that someone criticized a Vaishnava.
I Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, kada bi čuo da neko kritikuje Vaishnava.
He did not care if this was a right analysis of his conditional nature or wrong analysis.
On nije mario da li to ispravna ili neispravna analiza te uslovljene strane.
He said he would prefer to see the constitutional side.
On je uvek više voleo da vidi tu izvornu poziciju.
He said, oh, he is serving Krishna.
Oh, on služi Krishna.
He preferred to fix himself on this side.
On je više voleo da se usredsredi na tu drugu stranu.
Now, however, when we are, especially when in a movement where we are managing some, you know, group of people, we have to be realistic also about their conditional side.
Ali kada smo u pokretu gdje dolazi do tih menadžerskih stvari, moramo biti realni u vezi te uslovljene strane.
If we would say, Nasi, dragi Sudarshan, you play violin.
Kada bismo rekli, naš dragi Sudarshan, ti svira violinu.
It wouldn't work.
To ne bi funkcionisalo.
He can drive wonderful a car, as I learned yesterday. But violin playing, I think, is not your strength.
Kako sam juče primetio, on divno vozi kola, ali on ne može violinu da svira.
For that we have to ask Bhakti Jashna to step on the stage.
Zato treba da zamolim Bhakti Jashna da izađe na pozornicu.
You follow, in other words, you have to take into account the conditional nature of devotees when you engage them.
I razumete, onda trebamo uzeti u obzir tu uslovljenu stranu bhakta kada želimo da ih angažujemo.
For instance, if you would put me on the steering wheel, I can guarantee you a great disappointment would happen. You know, the car would be banged at the next lantern. You know, the next street corner, bang! You know, because I absolutely have no idea to drive, how to drive a car.
Kada biste mene stavili za volan, onda bih sigurno negde udario toko ta kola, pošto ja nemam ideju kako se vozi.
No idea.
Nemam uopšte ideju.
I couldn't tell you where the brakes are.
Ne mogu da...
I don't know where the brakes are.
Ne znam čak ni gde su kočnice.
Because there are two.
Zato što ima dve pedale.
One is the brakes and the other is something else.
Jedna je kočnica, jedna je nešto drugo.
So, it's not good to engage me in driving.
Zato nije dobro angažovati mene da vozim.
Sometimes we may have to correct someone on his conditional side.
Ponekad treba nekoga da korigujemo sa te uslovljene strane.
Yesterday you played the saxophone just too loud.
Juče si svirao saksofon preglasno.
Yesterday you said a lie.
Juče si izgovorio laž.
Yesterday you cheated a little.
Juče si pomalo varao.
And someone who is criticized like this should not take it too personal.
I neko ko je kritikovan na ovaj način ne treba to shvatiti previše lično.
If it is a correct criticism, we should say it. Thank you.
Ako je to ispravna kritika, onda trebamo reći hvala.
On our conditional side, we do many mistakes.
Sa te naše uslovljene strane mi činimo puno grešaka.
Every day is a mistake.
Svakog dana.
This world means a world of mistakes.
Jer ovaj svet znači svet grešaka.
Do you know that Krishna analyzes every endeavor is covered just like fire is covered with smoke, every endeavor is covered with grace.
Da li znate da Krishna to analizira na takav način da kao što je vatra prekrivena dimom, tako je svaka naša aktivnost prekrivena greškom.
So Krishna, one of his name is Bava Grahi Janardana.
I jedno od Krišninih imena je Bava Grahi Janardana.
He does not see the mistake.
On ne vidi greške.
He sees what is good in the endeavor, the spiritual thing, the constitutional thing.
On ne vidi onu negativnu stranu u greški, već onu izvornu stranu u trudu.
Yeah, the constitutional side.
He
wants to serve me. She wants to serve me. Wonderful.
Divno. On ili ona žele da me služe.
Prabhupada was like this.
Prabhupada je bio tako.
He always saw something good in us.
On je uvek video nešto dobro u nama.
You have not prepared questions, I can see. But this was the day. And we go to Murari Chaitanya.
I can hear, but I can hear. I heard some different opinions about this question. Is it a kind of disciple destroying
our line, we have the understanding it is destroyed with the first initiation.
U našoj liniji mi imamo shvatanje da se karma uništi prilikom prve inicijacije.
Because our understanding is that with the first initiation, the guru accepts the disciple.
Jer u našoj liniji mi shvatamo da sa prvom inicijacijom duhovni učitelj prihvata učenika.
Other Gaudiya preachers don't have the same understanding.
Drugi Gaudija propovednici nemaju isto razumevanje.
They say only with the Brahman initiation the guru really accepts his disciple and therefore is the karma of his disciple.
Oni kažu da tek sa drugom inicijacijom duhovni učitelj prihvata učenika i na taj način isto uzima karmu od njega.
They give the first initiation very easily.
Oni prvu inicijaciju daju veoma lako.
You have to only chant four rounds.
Treba samo da mantramo četiri kruga.
And it's not really so absolutely important to absolutely follow all four rules and regulations.
I nije tako apsolutno sasvim važno da sledimo sva četiri principa.
Other Gaudiya preachers do this.
A drugi Gaudiya propovednici govore tako.
Now I have heard of one Gaudiya preacher.
Ja sam čuo jednog Gaudija propovednika
who has done this in the past,
koji je to radio u prošlosti,
you know, accepting disciples who would not be 100% sure in the four rules and regulations.
Koji je prihvatao učenike koji nisu bili sasvim sigurni u vezi ta četiri pravila i propisa.
But he has stopped this now.
Ali sada je to prestao.
Because this is my speculation, he saw that there is karma.
To, ja kažem da to njegova karma.
But it's really a question of if the but it's also a little bit a question of really accepting.
Ali zapravo tu je još uvijek pitanje oko tog prihvatanja.
Does the guru accept his disciple with the first initiation, or does is it understood it's more like something like, you know, becoming a member of some institution or religion, something which is more a little, which is not so deep really.
I tu je to pitanje da li sa prvom inicijacijom nas duhovni učitelj prihvata ili postajemo član institucije ili samo kao član.
In our the way Prabhupada taught us, with the first initiation the guru takes responsibility for his disciple.
Onako kako nas je Prabhupada učio, on kaže da sa prvom inicijacijom duhovni učitelj preuzima odgovornost za učenika.
Therefore, in our line, our ISKCON line, when they are not qualified disciples, it causes so much problem for the guru.
With
first initiation.
I zato u našoj liniji, kada guru prihvati nekvalifikovanog učenika za prvu inicijaciju, ima tako puno problema.
Prabhupada has given us some very high standard. It's very spiritual, his presentation.
Srila Prabhupada nam je dao veoma visok standard, veoma duhovnu prezentaciju.
So those who want this highest thing, they must also be qualified.
I oni koji žele tu najvišu stvar, također trebaju biti kvalifikovani.
Before you become a disciple, think about it 100 times, be it lady or a gentleman.
I pre nego što postanete učenik, razmislite o tome 100 puta, bez obzira da li ste aha, budite dame i gospodine.
Keep your word.
Držite svoju reč.
Sometimes it is asked nowadays.
Ponekad danas se postavlja pitanje.
Because you don't ask the critical questions. I have seen this in Serbia. No one asks critical questions. But they are in the heart all the time. So I will ask them for you.
I u Srbiji se ne postavljaju ta kritična pitanja, ali pošto...
It's all right, it's all right. Yes. I will ask the critical question.
Ja ću pitati to pitanje kritike.
Someone wants initiation when he is 19 years old. Sometimes they are initiated.
Neko želi inicijaciju kada ima 19 godina.
I gave my earliest initiation to someone who was 15 years.
Ja sam dao najraniju inicijaciju osobi koja ima 15 godina.
And it was Vrinda Devi.
To je bila Vrinda Devi.
Very nice devotee child who had done aerobics to her deities Aramadava since she is 7 years old.
Ona je od malena radila arati ceremoniju za svoje božanstva Radha Madhava.
Now before the initiation, her mother, who is my secretary, came to me.
I pre inicijacije njena majka, koja je moja sekretarica, došla je kod mene.
And she said, my daughter will give you promises.
I rekla je, moja čerka će ti dati obećanje.
But she's 17 years old.
Ali njoj je 17.
Will she really, you know, is it, I'm asking myself and I'm asking you, I want that she is initiated and so on, that she becomes a devotee as early, but the question is, nowadays in our ISKCON, can a 17-year-old teenager, this is teenager, overlook her whole life?
Ali pitanje je sada, iako ja želim da ona bude inicirana, da li osoba sa 17 godina može da ima pogled na cijeli svoj život?
When some girl may be 17 years old and may think she will never get a maladitsis. Never. Never.
Neko sa 17 godina tako može misliti da nikad neće imati malu decu. Nikad, nikad.
But can she say this?
Ali da li ona to može zapravo reći?
All teenager girls think, I absolutely don't want a mother date. I mean, how do I look?
I sve devojčice sa 17 godina misle tako, nikad neću imati decu, kako ću izgledati?
They feel like this.
One osjećaju tako.
So, but most girls get maladeces. I mean, they almost die if they don't get a maladece.
Ali većina devojaka ili žena, one umru ako nemaju decu. Većina njih ima decu.
So the question which was raised,
i pitanje koje je postavljeno,
which is now all over our movement,
koje je sada u čitavom našem pokretu,
do these young people really know what they are promising?
Da li ovi mladi ljudi zaista znaju šta obećavaju?
Especially in regards to the fourth principle.
Posebno u vezi sa tim četvrtim principom.
You know what I mean.
Znate šta mislim.
I have seen in the last half year, everyone knows what the fourth principle means. It could actually mean no gambling, but everyone, it has become an ISKCON, you know, a linguistical development in ISKCON, that the fourth regulative principle means one thing only.
I za posljednjih pola godine video sam da se jezik razvija u ISKCONu tako da se svi znaju šta znači taj četvrti princip, iako bi on mogao značiti na primjer kockanje.
Everyone thinks about it from morning till evening.
Zato što svako misli na to od jutra
do
večera.
No, not morning till evening. Thinks about it sometimes in the life. Yeah.
Ponekad misli o tome u svom životu.
How do you like this question from the mother?
Kako vam se sviđa ovo pitanje majke?
Super question, isn't it? So, I said, well, it's a good question.
Ja sam je rekao, pa to je dobro pitanje.
Let us ask Krishna this question.
Hajde da pitamo Krishnu ovo pitanje.
And I left it.
I ostavio sam to.
4 weeks later, I saw my secretary again.
4 nedelje kasnije ponovo sam video svoju sekretaricu.
And she said, I had a dream.
I rekla je, imala sam jedan san.
After this dream, I think my daughter must be initiated.
Posle ovog sna mislim da moja ćerka mora biti inicirana.
My dream was like this.
Moj san je bio ovakav.
My daughter grew up.
Moja ćerka je rasla.
And she said, Mommy, I have never tasted meat in my life.
I rekla je, mama, ja nikad nisam okusila meso u svom životu.
I need to know how it tastes.
Potrebno mi je da znam kakav ima ukus. Zaista rekla je mama.
Yes, it's absolutely necessary for my personal growth.
I rekla je da, apsolutno je neophodno za moj lični razvoj.
So this was a nightmare dream. So the mother said, well, how can I teach my daughter the best way that meat is not good at this moment?
I to je majka sanjala, imala je košmar, onda je mislila kako na najbolji način da naučim svoju ćerku da to nije dobro.
If I just say it, she won't believe it.
Ako ja to samo kažem, ona neće verovati.
You know, you can, you hear now meat, you can also put in the fourth regulative principle creatively.
Kreativno možete sad isto staviti to na jedanje mesa u četvrti princip.
Then the mother thought, we will get a pig.
I onda je majka razmišljala, nabavit ćemo svinju.
I will pay to pray to Krishna.
A molit ću se Krišni.
And the pig will get nice mahaprasad.
I ta svinja ili prase dobit će fini mahaprasad.
Charanamrita.
Charanamrita.
And then I will give my daughter a knife in the hand.
I onda ću svojoj ćerki dati nož u ruke.
And she should slaughter the pig.
I onda treba zaklati tu svinju.
And eat it.
Yes.
It was a dream, not reality.
To nije bilo u stvarnosti, to je sve ono sanjalo.
Dream, 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 not reality.
San, 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 ne stvarno.
Then the mother, then she, my secretary woke up with tears. Krishna, Krishna, says, no, my daughter doesn't have to eat meat.
I onda se majka probudila sa suzom u očima i onda rekla, ne, moja ćerka ne mora da jede meso.
And she said, in this, I, from this dream I thought Krishna teaches me, my daughter does not have to have illicit sex before she gives these vows.
I iz tog sna dobila je realizaciju da njena ćerka ne mora imati nezakoniti seks pre nego što da te zavete.
She is a good devotee.
Ona je dobar bhakt.
She will do as good as she can.
Ona će raditi najbolje što može.
And from scripture I know if there is a fall down.
I iz pisa znam ako postoji pad.
That Krishna says even if one is on the right path.
A Krishna kaže ako je osoba na pravom putu.
One is considered to be a saint even if one commits the most abominable action.
Da se osoba smatra svetom čak i ako je počinila najodvratniju stvar.
Now there are much, Krishna says, even there are more, the breaking the fourth principle is not the most abominable thing you can do in this world.
I prekršiti taj četvrti princip nije najodvratnija stvar koju možete uraditi u ovom svijetu.
Compare it with the murder.
U poređenju sa ubistvom.
Krishna says, even if he does the most abominable thing, which is a murder,
Krishna kaže čak i ako uradi najodvratnije djelo što se smatra ubistvom.
If he is on the right path.
Ako je na pravom putu.
He is a saint.
On je sveta osoba.
Prabhupada says no one can criticize such a devotee.
I Prabhupada kaže niko ne treba kritikovati takvog bhakta.
Made yutam. If a devotee takes this in to this verse from Bhagavad Gita to make nonsense, then he is not a devotee.
Ali Prabhupada kaže ako bhakta iskoristi taj stih iz Bhagavad Gita zato da bi radio gluposti, onda on nije bhakta.
Krishna speaks in other words of an accidental fall down, not an intentional sin.
I Krishna govori o slučajnom padu, a ne o namernoj greški.
I fear that there is a great danger in our movement at the present moment.
Mislim da postoji velika opasnost u ovom trenutku u našem pokretu.
Because of the failure of devotees in the past to keep the fourth regulative principle.
Zbog neuspeha bhakti da održe taj četvrti regulativni princip.
The devotees say, well, it's all right to break it.
Stoga bhakti kažu, u redu je da ga prekršim.
Let's be realistic.
Hajde da budemo realni.
I think we should approach it in a different way.
Mislim da treba da mu priđemo sa, na drugi način.
Even if something is difficult, we should try to aspire to do that. If it is good for Krishna consciousness.
Čak i ako je nešto visoko, mi treba da se trudimo da to uradimo.
And if there is an accidental fall down, that someone absolutely, you know, the senses just break through.
I ako se desi slučajan pad kada su čula jednostavno provalila.
Then, according to what Krishna says in this Bhagavad Gita verse, if he is on the right way, if he is, in other words, if he strives sincerely to reach the standard, he is a Sveti Savat.
I kaže se, ako u tim naporima da dostigne taj cilj, ako ima slučajan pad, onda se ipak treba smatrati svetom osobom.
Sunlights, Gautama Gautama is better. Who actually is Sveti Savat? He is a Serbian saint, isn't it?
Yes.
Was he a good one?
Yes.
Almost.
Yeah. It is that he is so many things they don't know.
So, yes. It's an interesting question, isn't it?
To je interesantno pitanje, zar ne?
In modern vremenski?
U modernim vremenima.
Should I ask another question for you?
Yes. Postoji još neko pitanje za vas?
Well, I'm really not prepared. I thought you would. I thought it was question and answer. I must admit, I'm just now happy that I finished this point, so I'm a little relaxed. In a moment I can think creatively again. I wanted really to see, is there anything amongst you still? I thought about this also very much. Passion is really good. We see the results are not so convincing, really.
Vidimo da rezultati nisu baš tako ubedljivi.
Devotees quarrel in the temples.
Bhakti se svađaju u hramovima.
Not such a good result.
Nije tako dobar rezultat.
Devotees are not happy.
Bhakti nisu sretni.
They are not spiritually strong.
Nisu duhovno jaki.
Yesterday I had a realization. And I want to tell you about it because it's an answer. It's an realization which I have since a long time. But yesterday it became very clear. After the program I was preaching, seeing, you know, maybe I find some persons who are interested in Krishna consciousness. Then I found some nice they told me all these general principles which we also talked about. Then I looked at them. I could see they were still smoking. I was thinking that maybe so advanced. Then I was thinking, what is our process? Because I wanted to tell them now the thing which would help them, the thing which is different from Maheshwarananda.
Ja sam htio da im kažem onu stvar koja je drugačija od filozofije Maheshwarananda i onu stvar koja će im pomoći.
I wanted to give them information how they could overcome even their smoking tendencies.
Želeo sam da im kažem kako mogu čak da prevaziću tu tendenciju za pušenje.
They had spiritual names. One was called Seva Puri.
I oni imaju duhovna imena. Jedan od njih se zove Seva Puri.
Yes. Just like us.
Baš kao mi.
So then I had the idea.
I onda sam dobio ideju.
Which I'm totally convinced of.
U kojoj sam sasvim ubeđen.
The speciality of the Hare Krishna movement over the other teachers is this one.
Posebnost Hare Krishna pokreta u odnosu na druge,
that we approach the most merciful incarnation of the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Je to da smo mi prišli najmilostivijoj inkarnaciji gospodina, a to je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And we follow his process, which is the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
I mi sledimo njegov proces koje je mantranje Hare Krishna mantra.
There are two things which we must keep in mind.
Tu su dve stvari koje treba da imamo u umu.
To avoid the offenses.
Da izbjegavamo uvrede.
And on the positive side, to develop the feeling of humility.
A sa pozitivne strane da razvijemo taj osjećaj poniznosti.
And if someone does this, he gets special compensation. Now this is a difficult word. Do you know this word? Compensation. It means he may not be qualified, but he gets, it's overlooked. And he's getting special mercy.
I to znači da osoba iako nije kvalifikovana, to se previdi i ona ipak dobije milost.
And then I was telling them, my dear boys, you must chant Hare Krishna.
I onda sam ja rekao, moji dragi dečaci, trebate mantrati Hare Krishna.
And then I became so sad, I was almost crying.
Onda sam postao tako tužan, skoro sam zaplakao.
Because I saw that not most of our members in ISKCON don't do this.
Jer sam vidio da mnogi naši članovi to ne rade.
I have shocked my translator very much.
Šokirao sam svog prevodioca.
Because he saw it, what I was thinking.
Jer je on vidio što ja mislim.
That most of the devotees have this process.
Jer većina bhakta ima ovaj proces.
But they do not apply it. Not even for 16 rounds.
Čak ne ni za 16 krugova.
They don't avoid the first simple rule to be attentive, to be inattentive.
Čak ne primenjuju ni to prvo pravilo, biti ne izbjegavaju to da ne budu nepažljivi.
While I'm here in Serbia, I'm so totally shocked.
Dok sam ovdje u Srbiji, potpuno sam šokiran.
How the devotees are chanting.
Kako bhakte mantraju.
But I'm, I think, well, don't be so nervous, you know, it's a concert tour.
Ali mislim onda, nemoj biti tako nervozan, ovo je turneja s koncertima.
Be critical.
Budi kritičan.
Your chanting is also not very good.
Tvoje mantra je također nije dobro.
Today, because, you know, you can go there.
made a very nice point.
What our chance is that? I have one condition to put it in. Krishna put Arjuna into this situation, he put us in the situation, because at the same time, you are right. Krishna has put, has used Arjuna to make this point very clear. The point was he fell in illusion. And by finally hearing the Bhagavad Gita, he surrendered and solved his problem. Very interesting, how the Gita is built up, and at the beginning of the Gita, Arjuna is desperate. Chaitanya snaga.
I svako ko sledi ovaj proces sigurno će se rasti uči, ali ne svojom snagom, već snagom gospodina.
Why don't we do it?
Zašto mi to ne radimo?
We have to chant anyways 2 hours a day.
Svejedno imamo da mantramo 2 sata na dan.
We are not because if you anyways for 2 hours you can by this and invite
be positive. Don't be mental. Nothing is lost. You must chant in an atmosphere which is free from disturbance, otherwise it won't work. Therefore, normally it's said we should not chant in driving cars. In driving cars, I need 6 hours to finish my 16 rounds. Do you know this? I have measured if I want to, because it's so hard work. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You almost die. Not die. It's very difficult. But sometimes I have to.
Ako nekad u kolima kad se vozim, video sam da je to tako težak rad, potrebno mi je 6 sati da izmantram krugu.
The best time if you want to be serious about your chanting, start, finish before 10 o'clock.
I ukoliko ste ozbiljni, mantrate svoje, završite svoje krugove do 10 sati.
Start there.
Počnite od toga.
It's not too much to ask.
To nije puno. To od vas se ne traži puno.
What do you think, Slobodan?
Šta misliš, Slobodane?
You are a policeman.
Ti si policajac.
You are determined.
Ti si odlučan.
You are not like a little Mataji.
Ti nisi kao mala Mataji.
Getting now to the Montenegro motivation mood. You can do it. I will only accept that you are strong when you control your strong mind, Slobodan. Okay. So, we will all look now at Slobodan. Next time we will see him when he comes. We will see an enlightened soul. Most probably. You have asked the question. Here's the answer. Now you must do it.
Pitao si pitanje, dobio si odgovore, sad moraš to uraditi.
Otherwise it's not fair to ask the question.
Inače nije fair da postaviš pitanje.
All right? No 10 offenses?
Bez 10 uvreda.
Start with the first one, inattentive, the root of all offenses, no inattention while chanting.
I počni od prve uvrede koja je koren svih ostalih uvreda, mantrati nepažljivo.
Cultivating the what should be the mood, the internal mood.
Kultiviš ono što treba biti unutrašnje raspoloženje.
They are given in the Trinadapi verse.
Dati su u stihu Trinadapi.
You know Trinadapi, you can find out. And try to chant before 10 o'clock.
I pokušaj da mantraš pre 10 sati.
You ask for this?
Tražio si to?
Here you have it. It's dangerous. Better you give it back. Thank you. You had already? I think Maharaja, you had your...
No,
you were just...
Sorry.
No, please. It is more comfortable. Yes. Let me see Syama Priya because I want to make sure that I don't... I will first go through the first ones because otherwise they complain and are very angry at me that I do not give them enough attention.
Yeah.
Što je dosta interesantno za nas u Isku. Mi imamo visoku filozofiju. Ako možeš samo deo po deo da preodiš, zato što je moj iskustvo kad kaže pitanje, bar te to promene i onda to nije moje pitanje.
I meni je lakše da preodiš. I have an interesting question. We have this high philosophy in our Isku movement.
I pošto imamo tu prirodu da se poistovetimo sa tim što radimo.
Because we have this nature to kako se kaže poistovetiti? Identify with what we do.
Kao da gubimo taj osjećaj za realni položaj naš u smislu napretka.
And it looks if we lose this feeling where is our position and how to progress. At what stage we are, where we are standing, we lose this feeling.
We lose this feeling, yes.
I Guru Mataraj je rekao da taj primjer sa tim kraljem, kad on treba da očisti ispred vrata jatre, ovaj put, gdje će proći užas.
And you said this example of this
king
who was sweeping before the cart.
Rekao je za Mataraja,
da
je on odbacio svoj false ego, svoje odjeće.
And you said about him that he threw away his clothes and his false ego.
I rekao je da isto mi trebamo tu odjeće da odbacimo, a mi možemo reći, pa ja nisam kralj.
And you said that we should also give away, throw away these clothes, but we can say we are not a king.
Kako je to odjeć